Next on How to Be Comfortable
Blog
in Your Own Shoes.
Radio.
Next on How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes, a life free from chronic pain. Stay tuned. Everyone, I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. It's Thursday, June 13th, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. So thank you for joining us today. We love having you with us, and we love to hear from you, so please call in to listen live or ask questions at 714-242-5248. You can also email us here at blogtalkradio.com/Lauren-Leibowitz. Once again, that number to call in and ask questions, because you'll want to today, because our guest is so amazing, is 714-242-5248. So let's get started, shall we? For more than a decade, my guest today has been a mind-body master practitioner. She has led hundreds of people to heal from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, and chronic fatigue syndrome. And like many of her clients, she suffered greatly from abuse in her early years and understands the magnitude of people's pain. She's determined to self-heal. She's spent years studying and researching how the mind and spirit influence the body and emotions. And her mission is to bring this healing to others and to set them free. So please give a warm, warm welcome to my very special guest, Vivian Oberhand. Welcome, Vivian.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Lauren. What a wonderful, warm introduction. Thank you from the bottom of my heart and to your listener for listening to this moment.
My pleasure. It's going to be many moments filled with your insight, your experience, and your inspiration on and how to free our lives from chronic pain in all its forms that keeps us from moving forward in our life. And I was so lucky just moments before airtime to have a little one-on-one with you, and we got into so many lovely, lovely things. But one I'd like to share in particular is about our soul, the soul intention, and why we experience pain. So can you tell us more about that?
Of course. Of course, our soul intention, Lauren, is here to expand. We are so committed, our soul is so committed for expansion, because the soul knows we are eternal. Our soul knows we are not our body, we are spirit. Our soul is about evolution, and there's nothing that can stop this evolution. And therefore, in order for the soul to experience this evolution, that soul has to enter a body, which is our physical realm here, our body. And when we enter in this body and we have forgotten that we are part of Source, that we are part of Spirit, that we are not this body, the moment we forget who we are, the moment we accept all the beliefs, all the pain, as I have accepted, all the pain I've received as a child, and I'm sure some of your listeners can relate to this, well, the moment we have accepted that who we are is this disconnection from Source, from God, and we have accepted all those negative emotions about ourselves, all those falsehood and caused us to create a false self, it's over. The body is filled with toxic emotion. The body is filled with pain. And it's just like a face covered with cobwebs. And we don't even know where to start. And like me, I went into a journey of finding some breathing space into my spirit. And I was offered coping mechanism, learning to cope with my pain, but that's not what my spirit wanted. My spirit wanted to evolve, but I didn't know where to start.
How
I didn't know how to
grow. how can you help our listeners hear or understand the spirit aspect of this equation,
sure,
of this dance? I think that'll be helpful.
Yes. Yes, it's a very beautiful dance. In order for us to evolve, we, of course, we need a body. So we enter and we create this body. And so our soul is really at the cause. We are the cause for everything. We have created the situation. We have created this life. We have selected our birth parents. We have selected our sex, our country. We have selected everything. Nothing is an accident, Lauren. Nothing. Everything is set up front by us. So we are very powerful. We are very courageous to come on Earth. It takes courage to have this body.
No kidding.
It takes courage.
every day I'm faced with the same courage.
So it takes courage to come and to enter this physical realm and to be courageous to experience this life for only one purpose, to remember who we are in the face of adversity, to remember who we are. This is how powerful it is. But because we have been forgetting about who we are, because we have accepted the belief of our environment, our society, our family member, the shame, the pain, we have accepted all of this to become who we are. We have lost touch with the truth. And the truth is, the moment, and that's what I do in the 4 days, is reestablish that truth. And that truth is a paradigm shift that will take place and erase every falsehood and reestablishing us to the truth of who we are. It's powerful beyond words. Actually, it's not word of word. It's just an experience of a spiritual experience of remembering who you are. Once we get to that place, nothing subsides. Nothing. No shame, nothing. Are you getting what I'm expressing to you?
I'm getting it, and I sense, because I think I've experienced something similar, that we hear that little voice in our head that says, am I really that powerful? Am I all of that, really? And we're having this conversation, a two-way conversation.
Right.
Well, and on one hand, the divine self, the source, says, of course you are. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. No doubt about
it. That's right. And you're very right. That little voice is your conscious mind, who is very small. Imagine an iceberg, and just the tip of the iceberg is that your conscious mind. But your supraconsciousness is the God in you. It's part of Source. It's Source. It's your higher self. And your higher self knows the truth. Your higher self knows. You get my point here.
I understand your point, exactly. And I know many of our listeners, and even in my own life, et cetera, we come to a threshold where we say, or the tipping point, as they say, enough is enough. And as you lovingly say, stop the madness and be free. And you mentioned your 4-day breakthrough to wellness and your Obrahan method. So tell us about the breakthrough to wellness. It's on June 20th. So tell us how that works.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you for reminding me of doing this, because I was so involved with our talk that I completely was involved with only that energy right now. This Obrahan method took 30 years for me to find myself, to be free from, as I mentioned to you privately, of abuse, of all kinds, spiritual abuse, emotional, physical, sexual, name it. Abandonment in the street at the age of 4. So, of course, my body was very wounded with negative emotions. So I spent a very long time to understand, where was God? Why God left me? Well, how can I believe in this God? Which I would like to, but I couldn't. And I spent a spiritual journey of 30 years to find out little by little piece by little piece of the puzzle. And when I really put it together, I set myself free from all the abuse, all the damage, all the emotional, the spiritual damage. It was over. And that was almost 12 years ago now. And I started to create, to share this with people who are suffering. All I knew, that I couldn't express it how, but I knew it was going to be done. I knew that I was committed, that if they wanted to change, my line of work was consider it done. All I needed for the person to say to me, show me the way, I'll be there, show me the way, and I will lead them. So I've done this for over a decade now on 101, And 2 years ago, I decided to bring it on to a bigger group. So I created a four-day breakthrough to wellness, which is no more than 10 people at the same time. And my slogan is no one is left behind. And each person, before they arrive in the 4 days, they have individual conversation with me where I study their situation. I get their inventory. I get them really prepared before they arrive. And we have a communication ongoing with the client. And when they arrive, it's a very sacred journey. Nobody talks about their private stories. Nobody. It's all private, silence. And we clean everything all the way to the womb. You see, we are born, Lauren, with a blueprint for perfect health. And when this blueprint is stained, when this blueprint is disturbed, the cells cannot do the job of keeping us well. And when I liberate the cells and the blueprint is reestablished, wellness rush in instantly. People change color, the pain, they cannot locate it. And it's just phenomenal, the transformation in front of my eyes. And that's my gift from God. That's for my commitment that I have the honor, the privilege, the sacredness to witness somebody free from all of that agony in front of my eyes. There's no greatest joy. There's no greatest gift on earth for me to witness this. And that's what my passion, that's what makes me get up in the morning and go after sharing this work, sharing this truth, because there's no greater joy. So the 4 days are not full days, because we're talking about people in pain, so there's comfortable chair, there's sofa, there's pillow, there's blanket. It's a very gentle schedule, and it's from 9:30 to noon. We have lunch together for an hour or so. And then we finish at 3:30. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the 4 days, all the attendees, not only they are free from the pain, but they go home with all the tools to stay well and to move, to keep moving. And after I have created... Go ahead.
Yes, I was going to say, I want your program to be so clear to our listeners that it's an opportunity to be in a safe environment, where you're with people that are there to help you heal, and it's not a coping mechanism. It's truly a cleansing of the soul to get rid of the detritus, the stuff that hurts us, so that we can live live our full potential.
Absolutely.
And I'd like you to share, if you don't mind, one of your success stories, so our listeners can get an idea of a transformation.
Absolutely. I would like to add on is when the mind is not at ease, the body go into dis-ease. Dis-ease is constant lack of ease, and the body is eroded from wellness. So I really wanted to make this point across. So let me give you some success story here. This lady, age 40, severe fibromyalgia in wheelchair, was willing to go on wheelchair when I met her. And she was willing to accept a pain drip. And at the end of the work with me, she went to level zero pain, full activity with her two children, back to life and no meds. Another lady, 63 years old, 34 years in fibromyalgia pain, level zero. No, let me rewind this movie. 63 years old. And she was having fibromyalgia for 34 years. Her pain level was 7 and went down to 0. The chronic fatigue exhaustion level from 7 down to 1 in 4 days. And the most amazing story that I've shared with you that I really would like our listener to listen is that what happened the last 3 months. This young woman came to my work. She heard about the work on fibromyalgia, their parents lost the home due to the phenomenal medical bills of over $55,000 a year. They had to sell the home to keep up the medical bills. And she came to my 4 days. At the end of the 4 days, I heard when I checked on her that she was back dancing full-time. She's back to school full-time. The following month, the brother was brought to me by the mother because he was having so much anxiety and panic attacks that he couldn't get out of the house. the sun was done. The following month, which was the last one, breakthrough, the mother came. The mother is a therapist, was only working 2 days a week. She couldn't cope with life. And just I found out not only that she's doing extremely well, but that she expanded her practice from 2 days to 5 days instantly with a gusto of life and a desire for life unstoppable. So
it, I see how it affects so many areas of our life, and you must have touched on an interesting point because we have a caller. So let's get to our caller and have them join our conversation.
Oh, with pleasure.
Hello, caller. You're on the line with Vivian O'Brien. Who's this? Oh, it's a mystery caller. People are, that's okay that if you would rather just listen in instead of ask a question, that is fine. We love that. But once again, let me just give out that phone number. If you would love to talk with Vivian while we're on the show today, please do so by calling 714-242-5248. Vivian, let's get back to what we were we're talking about. It's just mind-boggling how when we can get rid of the pain, and I think the pain often defines us, doesn't it? Or we want it to define us. We become the victim of the pain.
Of course, of course. And also our society, fortunately, the medical world is doing the best they can. However, they don't have a plan for fibromyalgia. They don't have time in 15 minutes to go to the root cause of this. So the best they can do is to help the patient with giving them some meds, and then the meds is causing some more pain and some more side effect. Then they get another medication, and another medication is needed. And in no time, people come to me and they have a bag of medication that it's destroying them, and the effect of the pain reduction doesn't last. It just doesn't work. So people lose their belief that it's possible to heal because they've been told you'll have it forever, forever. You will have it, take yourself a support group, which is people are listening, whatever they can grab and find some hope. But that the hope, the answer is not there. The answer is inside of you. The answer is not outside, it's inside. It's time to reclaim your power. It's time to reclaim your health. The premise of my work is when the mind is not at ease, the body go into dis-ease. The answer is inside. The answer is inside. And I understand there's 20 million of people who suffer from fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue.
That's a major number. I mean, she suffered with chronic fatigue, didn't go, I think she went the Western route somewhat, trying to find the magic pill, but looked
into
the
magic pill is
other,
inside. Mm-hmm.
It's inside, yeah. And how can one really get that message out to everyone? Because I think we all tend to want to look outside ourselves for, oh my God, there's a laundry list of things of validation. We do well at our in our careers, and it we'll get the validation and love we need from our spouses and our children and so forth and so on, and we neglect to look inside, knowing that the answers are already there. It's just so noisy outside that
because
we can't.
Yes. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right.
Because of course, and because the belief system that we have as a woman, especially, of course, those conditions affect more women, but men are affected too. I've worked with men as well, but they are in smaller number. But as a woman, we have accepted so many limiting beliefs about who we are. We have accepted to carry all those labels. The carrier of the life and the homemaker, and now it's a breadwinner, and on and on and on, and people are collapsing. They're just looking for oxygen, and they don't know where to look anymore. And they have been so, like me, I've been so misled. That's why when I realized that, oh, and also came from Paris. And I thought I would leave an ocean between my family and me. But which I didn't understand is that as I came here, I brought my whole pain inside of me. So I was not aware. I thought I was running away from France. I thought I was running away from my pain, where all the abuse and the trauma were. But I brought them with me. So
that's why the baggage was so heavy. I think we tend to neglect that, or we don't even think of that mm-hmm. concept, that we want to escape to an island to mm-hmm. be free mm-hmm. And not have the mm-hmm. burdens of the responsibility of a life at home or mm-hmm. Difficult people mm-hmm. in our lives or whatever our situation
yes.
is. But you're so right
yes.
on that we
yes.
bring all that stuff with us.
Yes, and also another element that I would like to add on is that our soul and our body is craving for us to hear our soul. But what we do, we don't know, we just swallow a pill, we go to a massage, it's another band-aid. But our soul wants to emerge, our soul wants to be heard. And we have been taught to cope. That's not life. Our soul is here to live fully, to expand. It's just phenomenal. That's why I feel this amazing life force in me to communicate this message for people to really to take charge of this, to their wellness. You know, all I've been receiving from God as a message is to really give 100% myself to 1% at a time. And that's what I've done for over a decade, and now I'm ready for more. I think I'm ready to handle. That's why I'm handling 10 people at a time once a month. And I would like to invite your listener to call me personally to reach me if they are ready. I will walk them through all the way home. That is my commitment to another soul.
That's a beautiful commitment, and because of that commitment, you have a very special gift for our
yes.
listeners today who call in live on the live show only mm-hmm. today mm-hmm. to receive a special gift that will be given to them when they call a toll-free
yes.
number, 888-353-8863, or they can go to your website, fibroalive.com, FIBROalive.com, and one of your associates is there to take their call and to mm-hmm. speak with them confidentially and to tell them mm-hmm. About, again, the 4-day breakthrough to wellness in June and any questions they may have, and to offer them a special gift
mm-hmm.
only given to the live callers that we have today
mm-hmm.
on the show or on the
yes.
show with Vivian Obrehan. Sometimes I get speechless because I have these, as we were sharing earlier before we went on air, about when you are in
yes.
the, when you're experiencing your soul intention, when you are, as
yes.
I like to say it, I have a whole divine team. I'm a superhero.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a big cape,
mm-hmm.
and I've got people behind me.
Yes.
And
that's right. That's
when
right.
I go out into the world, there I invite them in with me, and it's fascinating how when you go through life feeling how that feeling of joy and happiness, how it affects your life, and those people that unfortunately are suffering from chronic pain, it's only their body saying, help me, I'm here, because how else on a human level can we know when something is wrong unless our body doesn't bark
mm-hmm.
at us?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And our body represents our toxic emotion, our emotion who have been hurt so much for so long. You know, it's like when the mind is not at ease, the body goes into dis-ease. And so, therefore, your body is all talking to us. Our body are talking to us, and we are just turning our head away. It's like having a child pulling your skirt and saying, hear me, and we are turning away. It's just abandonment of ourselves, but because people don't know what else to do. Also, you know, this work is phenomenal in the sense also that I witnessed so many conditions, and once people are healed by this during those 4 days, it doesn't stop there. The life change, the career change, they have the gusto to do beyond.
Well, I just want to play a little devil's advocate a little bit, because this topic comes up more frequently in all areas of our lives, and that's change. It's this major shift, and I think consciously, when something is not going well in our lives, we do want to change it because it makes us unhappy. Our careers aren't going the way we would like them to. Our relationships are not blossoming and growing in a productive way. But subconsciously, you know, that small mind, the ego mind, comes in and says, hey, 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 not so fast. Mm-hmm. So can you help our listeners, if someone says, oh, God, Vivian, you hit it right on for me. I'm suffering from fibromyalgia. I've just had enough. But there's that little bit of hesitancy. What can you tell our listeners or share with our listeners that can help them get over that hump to really take action?
Of course, that's the ego. That's the ego who doesn't want to be destroyed. The ego has been existing for so long, the false self in who we are. We have to create a false self in order to survive in our agony and our pain. So that false self, the ego, doesn't want to let you be well, because that's the end of the ego. And during the 4 days, that is extremely addressed and get rid of. And, so I really understand. And also the conditioning that our society said, well, there's no cure for those conditions. And, of course, just drug exists and another condition with drugs and on, you will be having this for life. You will be taking those drugs. We are talking about some condition that the medical world said is no cure. And we're talking about removed in 4 days forever.
Yeah. There are reasons why the medical community, that's the pharmaceutical companies and everything else, to know that you can be free of pain, of getting in touch with why that pain exists, of going into old beliefs and really doing a spring cleaning of saying to yourself,
Absolutely.
I don't like this belief. I don't believe it. In a nutshell, boom, it's gone. And to really take a look at yourself in the mirror and say, nice, I like what I see.
Yes, you're going to see God in you again. You're going to see in the mirror the light of God reestablished in you. And this is in 4 days, which is amazing. Don't forget, this is exactly what I wish I would have found. So therefore, I had to create it. I had to create this work to heal myself. And I did. And little did I know, when I was healing myself with this breakthrough, this spiritual paradigm shift, little did I know it was going to change thousands of people's lives. And why not you? Why
that's
not
right.
You, the person who was listening? Why not you? You are a child of God as well. You are part of Source as well. You are worthy of it.
I think
that little voice is cannot be holding you back, holding your life back any longer. You have given it enough of your years. It is time to ask it to rest.
If not now, when? Life is short. We never. We never know when that next step will be, so find the time to take care of you, because when you take care of yourself, you can take care of the others in your life that you care for. And we're about on the back, we're on the back nine of this lovely conversation with Vivian Oberhan, and I want to give a shout out to your 4-day breakthrough to wellness, which will be on June 20th, and that if our live listeners, if our callers call in live today on June 13th to 888-353-8863 or go to your website at fibroalive.com, they'll have a special gift for them just by calling in today, and they can learn more about this 4-day program and can learn more about you and you know, why you had this experience, so you could heal yourself and share it with other people. And that's really the gift we all give. We go through the journey and share it with other people.
Absolutely, and I'm so honored to pass this forward to anybody who is ready. And again, consider it done. It's
easy, Bree. You know, it's like the trash comes on Tuesday, you throw it in, it's gone. It's not simple. It's not that hard.
Yes. It's that simple.
You're the holder of it. You take it and you throw it away in a special place, and it's gone. And you You can be reintroduced to you, and that's the most beautiful gift anybody can give you is you. And Vivian, I want to thank you. Our time is up, unfortunately, I'm sorry to say, but it's been a pleasure having you on the show and sharing
likewise
your story. And once again, for our listeners, the four-day Breakthrough to Wellness will be June 20th. And you can call 888-353-8863 and go to fiberalive.com or contact Vivian herself. And
yes, absolutely.
You enjoy the show or any questions. So, and also I want to tell our listeners just before we go that you'll be back because we're going to do a little series of mind, body, and spirit shake-up, a little shake-up of the mind, body, and spirit.
Absolutely.
So,
and also to teach your listener how to get back to sleep without no device, with nothing. That's also something I will be covering.
Oh, that's lovely. I love that. I can use that. Sleep with ease and effortlessness. That's beautiful. Well,
yes.
Vivian, thank you again so much.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you. It was an honor for me to be, and thank you for what you're doing to inspire other people to allow wellness to prevail.
That's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. So, thank you again. And please join me next time for another wild and fascinating journey in someone else's shoes when my guest will be author of the best-selling book, The Magic of Time, Patricia Joyce. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining us today and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. And once again, thank you to Vivian Oberhand. We'll see you next time, and I hope you find comfort in your own shoes. We will leave you with Flight of the Monarchs by Caroline Waters.
Thank you, Lauren.